Today's episode was sponsored by Here to There Wellness, located in Warwick, Rhode Island. They are a certified rehabilitation and licensed mental health counselor. You can also catch them on Facebook with Mornings with Meg or their YouTube channel.
Hey guys, must be Monday. Erica Scoscio here with Practical Biz Podcast. I'm so excited for today's episode as it is our first episode in season two. So welcome back. We missed you. We hope you missed us too. And today's special episode, I have Chris Ball from Chris's Paint Parties and More by Chris. I said that wrong. It's Paint Parties and More by Chris. You would think I would have it right by now. She has been one of our clients for the last 7 or 8 months. Actually, one of our first clients here at Stella Business Concepts. And I've known Chris a very long time. Chris worked for me for about 10 years. Prior to that, our kids came to my child care program, and she was our general manager at the child care program for 6 out of those 10 years. She started doing wall murals at the school and window painting, and over that time, she got really, really great at it. And I kept saying, Chris, like, you could really do this for, like, the real thing, you know? And she really perfected her craft over that period of time. Her stuff is great, which is why it's on all of my buildings and windows, so I can surely give a testimonial there. So she just launched her business in April of 2022. She's never looked back. It took her a long time to make that leap. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Today's episode is Get Out of Your Own Way Today. But before we get into that, hit the subscribe button. We really need you to follow us. That helps us keep producing podcasts and giving you great content. So like most small business owners, she had lots of fears on, why get started, things that were holding her back and getting outside of her comfort zone. So I wanted to say I am super proud of you.
Thank you.
Which is why we waited for season two, I should say, to have you on, because I know this is super out of your wheelhouse, and I know you're super nervous today. So I want to tell you, I am very proud of you as your coach that you came on today. But I do think because you're still in year one, you have a lot of valuable insight in terms of just jumping in and people making that leap. So tell people a little bit about yourself, background other than that you've worked for me before and you're a client.
I'm a mom of three. So the career path started with college, 4 years of college. I had children, and then I was afforded the opportunity to work with my children and watch them grow through working with you. But I've always wanted something more. I come from a background, my parents were entrepreneurs. So I always wanted to reach that goal someday, but now's the time.
Yeah, now is definitely the time. So some of the most common fears that stop people from making that leap is the fear of failure. And when you own a business, it's a very public failure, right? So can you talk a little bit about how that either held you back, or what challenges did you feel that you had around that fear of failure?
Not living up to the expectation of my parents, of myself, letting my kids down, letting myself down, not really making it, so to speak.
So would you say entrepreneurs need to, if there's somebody like sitting on the couch right now, who's like you or me in their 50s, what advice would you give that person?
You have to get out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
Your fear of failure cannot stop you from your success.
Yeah.
You're not going to get there unless you get over it.
Yeah. I think too, for me, I've had certainly many failures, in my business career as well. My very first business, I was 21 or so opened my candle shop. And, you know, we only had that for about 4 years. And we didn't do a lot of things right. You know, we didn't have a business plan. We didn't get funding. So we put everything on a credit card, which, you know, by year four became very costly money. So, yeah, so I think all of us have had not only the fear of failure, but actual failure, right? Right. So I think for me, being a crazy entrepreneur that I am, I think I'm more afraid to not try. You know what I mean? I think I'm more afraid of that than the actual failure. I think, like you said, it's like that pressure that you put on yourself that you want to be the very best that you can. And I think looking at just psychology, once you hit our age of maturity, you start to think about, like, you don't want to leave with regret, right? You don't want to leave where I really always wanted to do that and I didn't try. So for me, I think if you're in your 50s and you have been wanting to do something, I say, do it. You really do it at this point, right?
Right.
And for those young folks out there too, do it because you got plenty of time. You mess up a lot of times and that's okay. Yeah. What about imposter syndrome? Did you ever like feel that, like, oh, it, you know, I cannot be, since that's other people?
I think in my industry, we'll just speak to my industry. There's so many talented people. So when you measure yourself internally against everybody in the world who's talented and you see their talent is different than yours, maybe better than yours, you think, am I good enough? And you probably are. You're just in your own head.
Yeah.
And I think that will stop you too, is knowing, you know, yes, I am good enough. I can accomplish this. And I think you need to tell yourself more positive things.
Yeah.
Than compare yourself to others.
Right. So how are you feeling now in, month seven of your journey? Do you feel a little more, you've got many, many parties under your belt. How do you feel at this point? Do you feel like you've had a shift a little bit? Or do you still feel like you're still doing comparison?
I'm not comparing myself as much anymore.
Okay.
Because what I offer is different than what others may offer. My style is different. My following will be different. So once I find my tribe of people, then that will grow and continue to grow. I think it's a personality thing too. Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm. So I can say from a consumer standpoint, going to your classes for, you know, a very long amount of time, your first few, you were sweating bullets, you were red, you were so nervous. And then going to that, the last party I had gone to at the complex there, and you had three different projects going on at once. You had wood porch leaners, round circle canvases, square canvases, different designs. You handled that like a pro, and there was like 13 or 14 people there. Like, just so, even for me, watching that progression in you was like so awesome. So I think that, you know, year two, three, four is, you know, you're going to be in front of groups of a couple hundred people and not have any issue with that. So I think too, the other thing is, most important as a coach, what I like to tell people is, if it's not you, then who? And if it's not now, then when? You know, you're as good as anybody else. And for the listeners out there who keep doubting themselves, or, oh, I'm not sure I'm good enough, listen, you are, and you're going to grow. You can continue to grow. Every business that has started 10 years down the road are not in the same space, right? You continue to grow, perfect your craft, but you have to start, because if you never start, you're never going to get better. Right? Had you not done it the way that you did and started to build up and have bigger and bigger parties, you would not be at the level where you're confident to take three or four designs, three or different, you know, different mediums all at the same time. So, kudos to you for recognizing that, you know what? Yeah, I can do this. So rejection is inevitable, guys. So all of you who are afraid of rejection, it's going to happen. You're going to get rejected. I don't care who you are, the best of the best, I guarantee, are not going to hit 100 of 100, you know, bats. It's just not going to happen, right? So you have to get over that rejection and not take it personal, right? Because that's what happens, right?
That's very hard.
So how did that impact you as a business owner at first when you were first starting out?
oh, I took everything personally. If they didn't paint the way I instructed, I was in tears my very first.
It was there.
First party. It was down here. I actually was in tears at the end thinking that I had failed or I somehow wasn't good enough because they went outside the box.
Yeah.
And they painted something totally different than what I was teaching. And I said, you know what? This is for fun.
Yeah.
This isn't fine art. It's fun art.
Yes.
And it's a service that you provide for them to gather together and have fun.
Yeah.
So if they want to paint skulls and, you know, cemeteries on the beautiful painting, then that's their prerogative. If that was what made them happy. And of course, I always have taught the kids to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Use the colors that you want.
Yeah.
Use your imagination. So why wouldn't that apply to adults as well?
Yeah. So we kind of jumped the gun a little bit when we talked about you, right? So tell people a little bit about what you actually do at Paint Parties and More.
Sure. So Paint Parties and More is a mobile paint party business where I go out to you, whether it's a venue or a party, in your home. I teach in person, online, and do-it-yourself paint kit parties for home. And I bring everything. I bring all the paint supplies that are provided for you to complete your painting, along with the setup and the cleanup.
Yeah.
So that you don't have any stress and you can have fun and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I do a lot of corporate events as well, fundraisers, things of that nature. So.
Okay. Just so you guys know what we're talking about, skulls and cemetery. So we went to a paint party together long before Chris had opened her business. We went to a paint studio and we did a staff bonding event. And I'm not a great painter. And so because I didn't want to judge my painting against others, I just made mine different. So it was like a moon kind of scenery. And I added a cemetery into mine. So that's what we're talking about here. So let's get to lack of experience or education. So Chris, as you mentioned earlier, you have a bachelor's degree. So what is your bachelor's degree in and how did it prepare you to be an entrepreneur?
So I have a bachelor's degree in business administration. And you think that 4 years of college would prepare you to own a business. It really doesn't. It prepares you to run a business, somebody else's business. It doesn't give you the same fears or motivation to succeed. It doesn't teach you the marketing side of things. And if you have a minor in something, that's great. But if you don't, so I can run a business, that's awesome. But to own a business, to be an entrepreneur, that was an aha moment for me that I needed much more skill sets.
Yeah.
In order to succeed.
Well, as an entrepreneur, you wear so many hats, right? And especially when you're first starting out, most small businesses are a mom and pop or a solopreneur. So you have to sometimes roll up your sleeves and learn about that business in a book, but then learn about that business in real life, right? So I thought I knew everything when I opened up my childcare program. I ran somebody's program for 10 years and did a great job at it. I mean, you know, phenomenal job. Those centers were full, profitable, the people stayed, the staff were happy. All of that was great. But then my first aha was my very first payroll. And I was like, oh, this is wrong. And my bookkeeper was like, what do you mean? I said, it's wrong. And I said, it's this amount of more than I expected. She said, well, you have to match the taxes. I have always been an employee at that point. I never had other employees. My first business was just me. I didn't know that. I didn't learn that. So there's a lot of things you're going to learn along the way. My best advice would be try to get real life experience in the field of the business that you are trying to open. So if you've never owned a restaurant and you've never worked at a restaurant, but you can cook and decide, I'm going to open a restaurant, I say to you, work at the very best restaurant in your town for a year. So you can really understand what the back of that looks like, right? And get some real hands-on skills, knowledge, connections. You won't learn everything, but I promise you, you're going to know 80% more than you did without that experience. So real life experience also matters on top of education. What would you say you wished that schools would teach? Because I think entrepreneurial spirits are like, I think maybe you can't really teach that, but maybe things that, maybe there should be a class on things you should know if you want to be an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. Yeah. Agree with that.
So lack of funds. So let's talk about that for a minute. How has that impacted your business, or do you have a business advice for anybody who is thinking of starting a business in terms of funding?
So I started with a shoestring. So the money that I came in buys the supplies, and then I go from there.
You just keep kind of turning the same money over and over.
So I'm starting at a struggle level,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Business plans help very much so in the process of getting the funding that you need. Good credit also can help. And if you don't have that, that's something to work on.
Mm-hmm.
That myself was a struggle. And I'm working through that now.
Yeah.
But it won't stop you. It shouldn't stop you. There are agencies out there, such as Stellar Business Concepts, that can actually guide and help you. Don't let that fear of not having money, of not knowing what to do next, stop you. If that's really something that you want to do, and it's really something, I mean, it's hard work. It's not easy. Like you said, you're wearing so many hats during this journey. A lot of hats.
Yes, a lot of Joker hat.
Right. You know, so the funding is definitely something that shouldn't hold you back.
Okay, I agree with that. So yeah, find a way. If there's a will, there's a way, for sure. And I remember my uncle, Richard, one of the first things he said to us when we opened a business was, make sure your first 5-10 years, you just keep reinvesting in your business. Don't go crazy, even if your business is extremely successful. He kept, leave that money in the bank, reinvest it in yourself, in your brand, in your company. And that really stood with me, which is why I still live in the same house, in the same neighborhood. I didn't go out and buy a new fancy house or a fancy car. I just kept reinvesting it in our business. And, you know, I take a okay salary, but I still just take a salary. You know, I'm not taking out big dividends. And so that has allowed us to open up not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but 7 businesses, right? Yep. In 10 years or 12 years. So let's talk about freedom, right? Because now you own your business, so you have so much extra time, right? Yeah, so free. Tell us the pros and cons.
I want to laugh right now. That's so funny. freedom. Okay, so there is a little bit of freedom.
I think there's flexibility. Those are two
different things. Flexibility, for sure. Freedom, no. I think I work more hours and harder now than I ever did working for somebody else. Because nobody else is giving you PTO time if you take a day off. Nobody else is giving you that paycheck that you need. I mean, the bills still have to be paid. So
Yeah. So pros and cons. So the pros, you would say, that you found in your first 7 months around freedom. What were the pros? You said flexibility.
Flexibility, for sure.
What else?
Allowing me to spend more time with my grandkids.
Yep.
Because at first, you afforded me the opportunity to spend more time with my kids.
Yeah.
Now this phase in life is my grandkids, my family, and myself.
Yeah.
You know, I still have to put myself on that schedule.
You will.
I have to schedule that self.
You will.
So wellness.
Yes.
And that's always been a struggle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But now there's no excuses. Now you have the time and you can
I can make
it.
The time. I'm the boss.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know. And the cons are what around freedom?
The lack of.
Yeah.
It really is a lack.
So you got to make, that rent. You got to make that, right?
Exactly.
Right. So you got to figure that out. So, and as you know, working with me for a long time, like people will say to me, why do you got to set boundaries? Don't answer that phone. Don't answer that email. Now you get it.
I get it.
Now you get
you
it.
You have to.
You have to, because if
everything
I don't,
everything is at
my
stake.
My competitor will, right?
Your livelihood.
I can't lose a client.
Right.
Right. So responsibility and stress. So how has this changed for you since you started a business? Has your responsibility or stress, how has that shifted? How do you think about that?
Stress. I think that, again, going back to the health part, the balance,
yep,
has helped with that stress level a little bit.
Yep.
Because I need to make time for that. So I get stressed when I lose clients. That's normal.
Yep.
But then it just motivates me to go out and get more.
I would say, too, from working with you in the field that we're in, especially after the last 3 years of dealing with COVID, I would say one of the benefits that I could see for you in terms of stress is now you are your own circle of influence. It doesn't matter if Susie called out because that doesn't influence you now, right? So it's only you. You're the main factor on your success, your time, how it's used.
Right.
Where when you work in a business for someone else, it's dictated by other people.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So now all of the choices are dictated by you. Right. And then you're also responsible. There's no one to blame. You're responsible for those decisions, right?
Correct, correct.
So that is one of the things I think for business owners that changes when you go from an employee to a business owner, right? We'll talk about maybe lack of ideas. So do you feel like that is something that holds you back? Do you feel like you have lots of ideas? Do you feel like you have too many ideas and you're all over the place?
Wow, that's... a little bit of everything in that one sentence. Yes. Sometimes I do feel a little bit overwhelmed that I need to focus on one thing at a time. And I think a schedule, which is, you know, we've gone to workshops and learned more about that. And you've done that for years, where we have certain days of the week that we do certain functions of our business and really stick to that.
If not, you get lost.
You do.
Yeah, very lost in the day to day.
And easily overwhelmed.
And then also you'll also find that you will pick the things that you're comfortable in and very much avoid the things that you need to do, but you're not comfortable with. So with that, we're going to segue into our wrap up on how to overcome your fears. So I have 6 tips for you today. Number 1 is set small goals along the way that help you reach bigger goals. You can't say, I want to make $500,000 in a year and then have no strategy or no plan on how you're going to get there. But don't overwhelm yourself, because I think that's what a lot of business owners do, especially when they're first starting out and haven't found their pace, is they don't make that $100,000 in the first 3 months. So they give up, right? It's going to take time. Number 2, like you said, build your tribe. You need to have a network of supporters around you. That could be family and friends. Often they're not your biggest supporters, I hate to tell you. They're usually the ones that want you to take the very easy way out and may say, no, just get a regular job. Are you crazy? What are you doing? You shouldn't do that now, right? Find a network of people who are small business owners or are in the industry that you're in or are where you see yourself in 10 years and get in those rooms, right? And if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. So make sure that you're networking. Build that tribe. Also, take care of your customers because they will help sell your services, goods, and products to others. Number 3, understand that starting up is hard, right? Like anything else, like when you first learned to ride a bike, you fell. Did you fall once? No. You probably fell a lot, right? Did you have training wheels? Did you have knee pads? Did you have a helmet? You put all these things in place, and that's what your tribe is for you, is those people support you or help you get back on the bike. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. Be yourself, because that is going to be the number one way to be successful, right? There's only one you. No one can duplicate you, and you shouldn't try duplicating anybody else. Get out of your comfort zone. So, girl, I'm so proud of you. Getting out of your comfort zone is hard. But that's the only way that you grow. It's the only way that you're going to be successful. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and it's not working, you're not going anywhere. You're like a hamster on a wheel. So you got to try new things till you find out what works. And for new businesses, that might take you a year or two to find out exactly what sticks. And always keep learning. Keep moving forward. That's extremely important. Don't get stagnant, because it's very easy once you find your stride. You're like, oh, yeah, this is real comfortable now. I'm just going to stay here. And then a new competitor comes in and takes you out. Boop, right? So that's really important. So lastly, you can do it. You don't have to be perfect. You're going to have ups and downs during this time. but you need to believe in yourself, pick yourself up, get support of a mentor, a coach, a network, a cohort, whatever, you know, is in your area. So that's it for today's Practical Biz podcast. I would love to hear from you in the comments below on what fear you overcame to start your business. All right. See you later. Have a good day. Bye. Are you a business owner? Are ready to get your startup? Well, started. Have a burning question you'd like us to answer? Want to know more about the services we offer? Or register for upcoming workshops and events? Looking to book a guest speaker? Or like to be a guest on the Practical Biz podcast? Visit our website at stellabusinessconcepts.com.